midfield, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio.
Oh, we got it! On the run, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fights and pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
A very happy football Tuesday to you on this Thanksgiving week edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. My favorite holiday of the year coming up, because it's really just all about football, and that does it for me. That's enough for me. Family, yes, first and foremost, but the football element of it is unbeatable. We've got a great show. Bernie Kosar joins us, making his weekly visit. We're also going to visit with Bob Golic, another member of those teams on which Kosar was quarterback. Golic, the nose tackle of those Browns teams of the mid-'80s. Three-time Pro Bowler. He will be the honorary captain for Sunday's game between the Browns and Steelers, and we'll get caught up with Bob. And then we're going to give you a little bit of a look. You've probably heard about this by now, but the Travel Channel on December 4th is going to premiere a five-part series on the Browns. It'll be a behind-the-scenes look. It's called NFL Road Tested, the Cleveland Browns, and it is everything you could want to know about any NFL team, not just this one, but basically an unprecedented look behind the scenes of an NFL team, the entire operation from the very top to the very bottom. Every nook and cranny is covered. NFL Films is producing this in conjunction with River Media for the Travel Channel. So we're going to have a couple of folks on this show who will tell us about this. Ross Babbitt is one. He's a vice president from Travel Channel of overseeing their programming, and we'll have him on. We'll also have Steve Trout, who is a director for NFL Films, and he's been involved in many of the Hard Knocks series. So you know that from HBO, the behind the scenes look that NFL Films knows how to produce. Well, this has never been done in season. That's training camp. That's preseason, Hard Knocks. This is in season. This is in the middle of the year, and early last month they started this process of producing this show, this series. Each is a 30-minute episode, as I say, beginning December 4th, so during the season, and then each Tuesday thereafter, ending in the first week of January. You'll see all things that you've never seen before. I'm looking forward to it, and I'm in the building, and I can't imagine what this is going to be like, because this crew has been embedded with this team, and it's going to be special. So we're going to talk to those gentlemen about this this upcoming show, and want you to know all about it, because I think as Browns fans, you're going to want to see it. If you're just an NFL fan, you're going to want to see it. Greg, via email, writes, he says he loves the show. He says, could you provide your thoughts on the following concern? He said the Cowboys, he saw Brandon Whedon's ranking before the game, 30th in the league, pass plays over 20 yards, and makes the comparison that's identical to what Colt McCoy did with the passing attack last year. Cowboys Stadium, while the game wasn't indoors, it was actually, the roof was open, but it was quite, the conditions were not an issue, obviously, no wind or whatever. And then he goes on and on to basically rip Whedon, or basically say that the premise that he had the better arm and so forth, why aren't we seeing a better production? And Greg is from Texas. Well, I think the production overall in 10 games, I think there's been more good than bad from Brandon Whedon. I think he did better than he did the previous game against Baltimore, but I do need to see better with the remaining six games on the schedule for the Browns. I think Brandon Whedon has that challenge of continuing to show. He's on trial with the new administration to show what he's all about, because they've got to decide at the end of the year what direction to go in a quarterback. New people making that decision for this team in the new owner, Jimmy Haslam, and the new CEO and Joe Banner. So it's still playing itself out. It's still a work in progress. I'm of the belief that there's more good than bad, as I said, in the 10 games he has played, but I need to see more good, as anyone else does, and I think Brandon Whedon would be the first to acknowledge that. All right, coming up, our conversation, the weekly one we have with Bernie Kosar, the one and only, right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, this Football Tuesday edition of it. driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
I'm such a bargain shopper.
More shoes?
Actually, I found the deal of my dreams online at LibertyFord.com.
You can't believe everything you read on the Internet.
You can at Liberty Ford. Paid the online price, got a Carfax and repair history, plus they gave me more for my trade than I had researched online.
We'll see what happens when you get there.
It happened yesterday, just like they said it would.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
In the world of B2B commerce, a lot can happen between that first B and the second. That's why First Merit Merchant Services is ready for anything. With a full range of support services from fraud monitoring to chargeback mitigation, your business can easily grow and change and grow some more. And if you sign up now, we'll waive your setup fee too. For more information, call 877-507-9007. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
Hey, Browns fans, Bernie Kosar here. As a former NFL quarterback, I know what it's like to get hit hard. But you can keep your wallet from getting hit hard when you take advantage of Discount Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescription program. Discount Drug Mart offers hundreds of prescriptions and non-prescription medications starting at just $1.99. Just like my offensive line protected me, Discount Drug Mart will protect your wallet. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
The following was inspired by an actual conversation.
Hello, Arby's.
Hi, who sliced your meat today?
Doug. Why?
Is Doug a robot?
No, Doug's not a robot.
Is non-robot Doug freshly slicing roast beef for the Arby's French dip and Swiss sandwich and then adding melted Swiss and a cup of steaming au jus?
Yeah, actually he is.
Good. I will take human Doug over a machine any day.
Get two Arby's French dip sandwiches for just $5 at participating restaurants for a limited time. Arby's, slicing up freshness.
The holidays are all about spending time with loved ones. Whether you're celebrating old family traditions or starting a few new ones of your own, the company store is here to help you make your holidays truly memorable. Find everything you need to create an inviting space filled with all the comforts of home at thecompanystore.com. Start with luxurious bedding, from festive flannel sheets and sumptuous quilts to the highest quality down comforters. Pamper yourself and guests alike with ultra-plush towels offered in a variety of sophisticated colors. The company store has all the seasonal decorations you will love, like whimsical pillow covers, felt stockings, and doormats. Set a merry mood for your home the moment friends walk in the door with the company store. Give the gift of warmth with cozy micro-fleece robes, down booties, and their popular family flannel pajamas. Patterned in exclusive prints and sized for one and all. Even the family dog. More products, more comfort, more of what you love. The Company Store. Right now, receive 20% off your entire order. Shop online at thecompanystore.com and enter promo code RADIO at checkout.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci here for the entire hour talking Browns talk. And Browns fans unite, the all-new Browns Fan 4-Pack is on sale now. Starting at just $199, you get four tickets to the Browns home matchup versus the Kansas City Chiefs on December 9th or the Washington Redskins on December 16th. Plus, your four Browns tickets include four hot dogs, four Pepsis, four game programs, and a parking pass. That's over $50 in savings. To purchase your Browns Fan 4-Pack, call Ticketmaster at 1-800-745-3000 or visit ClevelandBrowns.com today. And this segment with the quarterback, it's brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube.
Bernie.
And he joins us every week here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, the one and only Bernie Kosar. Bernie, we talked, I know, after Sunday's game, and it still lingers, the emotional, the heartbreak, and not that that's a new experience for us, but I think seeing that after just after this game in particular, overtime, and really with a chance to win this game, and coming out of it, a real sense of frustration.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like a broken record. I know you do too. But this was a tough one because, God, we played so good. And there were so many chances. And, you know, literally, we have been saying a few plays, five plays, a half dozen plays. This game was any number of plays, just one play could have made the difference. And From the positive side, yes, it shows we're getting closer. From the negative side, we're 2-8. And at the end of the day, you are who your record is, and that part is discouraging. That being said, just one play the other day, and we can name 10 of them, that just if one of them goes the right way, we win the game. So as I look at this as a player situation, and me as the player, like, I want to make that play. And I want to talk to the guys. And these guys, I know a few of them, and they want to make that play. And that's the positive side of it right now is just that player, too, they know can make a difference in a W or an L, and it could be just that one play. I mean, a gunner on punt coverage, you know, you think you just run down there and, boy, that kid, number 17, I forget his name, for Dallas, makes an unbelievable run in overtime or towards the end of the game to kind of put him in that position. You know, Josh Cribbs makes that unbelievable punt return to put us in a position to get to overtime. You know, we had a chance to close them out at that point, too. I mean, there's so many things in that game that, again, I don't want to sound like a broken record. I don't want to sound like a homer, but I see so many positive things. And from a player perspective, as players, we need to want to make that play, not hope that Vic Carucci makes that play or, you know, somebody else makes the play or that coach calls the perfect play. When you get that close as a player, you need to want to make it. You need to want to do it. And I think now after watching, you know, 10 games and 4 preseason games, that we have guys that can make those plays.
Right. Right. And Bernie, as you look at the attitude of this team too, I think you start to build up a sense among these younger players, especially this sense of, again, whatever it is, anger, frustration, that is maybe a good thing here to look at this and say, this is not what we want to be, knowing how close. I mean, I think it's one thing if you've fallen off the cliff and you're just getting smoked in these games and you stop caring, but you don't see that. And I think more than anything, you see a level of, this is not what we want to be about, this is not what we're about, and there seems to be still that level of passion in the room.
Well, let me put it like this, and I have a tear in my eye right now, because I was on the field the other day, and I was on the Cowboys sidelines, because I played there and I know a lot of people, and then for the national anthem, it was on the Browns sidelines. And I was actually down, and Frosty came up to me before the game, you know, and out of respect, he's always just very respectful to be, just say hi to me, and I respect mm-hmm. that from him. But the look in his eye, that look in his eye that he had was like, oh, my God, God, will you please put him on my side if there's ever a fight? And the play he made at the end, you know, to kind of give us that chance on that sack fumble. Then I was down by the offensive linemen and looking at the way those guys were getting ready to play and the intensity. And I'm close with a lot of them. And I hate to say it like this, and I don't want to sound like a coward, but Vic, I was afraid to go up to them. Hmm. Okay, there was a sick, a beautiful sickness, aggressiveness in their eyes. I mean, there's
beautiful
no way
sickness.
We've lost the effort and intensity. It's there. That part, people don't have to worry about. I mean, these guys, and we dominated. That's why I can't stand that we lost the game, because we dominated both lines of scrimmage. Our offensive line and defensive line, yeah, we made a couple mistakes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, God, there's Rob Ryan. He does a lot of creative things
right.
on complicated things on his fronts and pass rushes. But, boy, the intensity and aggressiveness and effort. God, it was beautiful. It was beautiful to be on the field and watch that.
We're visiting with Bernie Kosar, making his regular visit here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Bernie, as we look at Brandon Whedon and his performance, a guy who had a bad outing, flat-out bad outing against Baltimore in his previous game, comes back against the Cowboys, and it looked like he had really picked things up. And overall, I know it was a better game, but it was a game that kind of was up and down for him, too. Good first half, struggled somewhat through that second half, and you brought up Rob Ryan, and it looked to me like he did some things defensively, adjustments that were getting the better of Brandon Whedon and the Browns offense. And then toward the end of that second half, or toward the end of regulation, he makes that second touchdown throw to Ben Watson and seemed to get his game together. But no interceptions, and he did lose a fumble. But all in all, a solid game for him, I guess.
Yeah, again, I don't want to sound like his marketing agent or a QB homer, but that's not an easy place to play. That's not an easy defensive coordinator to play against. And I enjoyed watching him play. Okay, I love the way he throws the ball. I like some of the chances he took. He took calculated chances in clutch times. He made some clutch plays. Okay, yes, he did make some plays that, you know, he wants back that could have changed the outcome of the game. That's generally very typical in just about every quarterback game. But like I tell him, and like we me and you talk on and off the air, mm-hmm. He has a special gift from God with his arm, and I just love watching him throw.
Yeah, he seemed to, in many ways, and I know you talk about that anger, that frustration. Boy, it was on his face as much as anybody's afterward, because, you know, I think this was also one of those games where, hey, the other quarterback threw 50 times to take advantage, obviously, of a secondary missing Joe Hayden, and he threw for 300-plus yards, and he got a lot of pass interference penalties. You're flipping that to the other side, and you're looking at Brandon Whedon, who doesn't have that prolific a game, but he does have two touchdown passes, and that, in its own way, was critical in an outcome like that. But could he have done more, or could he have done something?
We could always do more. Yeah, okay, yes, we could always do more. But with the quarterback, rookie or not, if you could say every game I get two touchdown throws and I get zero interceptions, you sign up for that all day long, okay?
Right,
so
right.
That part you sign up for all day long. What I liked was also, though, first offensive line did phenomenal. God, those guys, they did a nice, nice job in pass protection. And then Brandon came down to the man, Trent Richardson. You know, I think he caught six or seven checkdowns or delayed, you know, third, fourth option on the reads. Those, I bet you, of those six or seven catches Trent had, I bet you five of them were not, he wasn't the first, second, or third option. And to know where the man is, okay, and give him the ball and let him run is something that he's growing towards. And, you know, again, if you could do every game two touchdown passes and zero interceptions, you're going to sign up for that all day long.
Yeah, I would say. And, you know, the other thing in this game, of course, was the defensive line playing as well as it did. And I think as you go forward, now you look at this game against the Steelers, I'm liking the matchup of this Browns defensive line with Ataba Rubin, Phil Taylor, John Hughes, and Billy Winn, and the rest, and everybody else around him, going up against a Steeler team that obviously has some quarterback issues right now.
Yeah, Vic, me and you started talking about this at the beginning of the year, and I don't want to get too excited, nor do I want to get any bulletin board material for anybody in another city. We talked, though, about when you have a rotator cuff issue, like they said Ben had in training camp, they do not get better. It generally gets a little worse. And I know they're saying it's a rib issue, but the rotator in your arm, and even Byron Leftwich, at the end of the game, he couldn't throw the ball 50 yards. Something's wrong there. And we have a chance to take advantage of that this week, definitely. Absolutely right.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens on Sunday. Bernie, thank you so much, and I look forward to seeing you this weekend, and we'll talk again, my friend.
Sounds great.
He is Bernie Kosar joining us, as he always does, here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Stop the car! Your oil change light just turned on.
Oh, don't worry. I have an appointment at Liberty Ford tomorrow.
You don't need to buy a new car. You just need to get your oil changed.
I am. In fact, they will change the oil, rotate my tires, check the brakes, belts, batteries, and filter, all for just $39.99.
What? No car wash?
Well, that too. You get nothing but the best service at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
visit Quaker Steak and Lube in Valley View, Sheffield, Lakewood, or Vermilion to make your reservations for the Thanksgiving buffet. Enjoy all of your holiday favorites on Thursday, November 22nd from 11:30 to 5 p.m., including chef-carved turkey, ham, roast beef, stuffing, cranberry sauce, and much more. And from noon to 9 p.m. from November 19th through the 21st, buy one gift card and get the second half off.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
This is it, the holiday season where you commit to being the coolest gift giver in town with a gift from Danny Bays that will bring smiles to your whole family.
The happy family is the most important thing.
That's exactly why we at Danny Bays offer the best selection of entertainment gift needs, including Brunswick pool tables, shuffleboard, ping pong, air hockey, theater seats, bar stools, foosball, and so much more.
Tell them about this week, too.
Okay, here's the best news. It's not too late to be the best gift giver of your family. We at Danny Bays will guarantee delivery of any in-stock item you buy this week for delivery before the holidays. Wow, and it gets better. We will also offer you a special holiday gift with any purchase made before Sunday. And when I say holiday gift, I am talking business. You could even get a free air hockey or a ping pong table. So you pick the fun and let Danny Bays deliver just in the nick of time for the holidays. We'll see you this week at Cleveland, Fairlawn, Mayfield Heights, Westlake at Crocker Park, or check out DannyBays.com. That's DannyBeeghs.com.
Communities and businesses depend on each other.
Successful companies can make a difference in people's lives, and we need them involved now more than ever.
I want to work with a company that's invested in my community.
A company that cares about Cleveland and the people who live here.
I'm Brian Kurtz, a Baird financial advisor and a proud Cleveland resident. Baird has been part of Cleveland for more than a decade, and all of us who call it home believe strongly in giving back to the community. That's why we support local organizations like St. Martin de Porres, Achievement Centers for Children, and Hattie Larlem. Because at Baird, we believe improving people's lives is a big part of what we do, and we know that genuine caring is critical to doing it well.
Discover a financial partner who cares about Cleveland. Visit BairdCleveland.com. That's BairdCleveland.com. Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC.
Sunnyside Audi is Cleveland's only five-year-in-a-row Magna Society dealer. With over 150 years combined Audi sales and service staff, Sunnyside Audi has the J.D. Power highest customer satisfaction of Audi dealers in Ohio. Check out their great selection of new and certified pre-owned Audis. Located off I-71 and Pearl Road in Middleburg Heights, with extended sales and service hours Monday and Thursday nights and Saturday. Now offering a complimentary car wash, loaner, and valet service. East side, west side, it's always Sunnyside. SunnysideAudi.com.
Truly appreciate the fact that you're hanging out with us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on this Football Tuesday. Browns fans, don't forget to support the annual Cleveland Browns, try that again, Cleveland Browns food drive prior to the Steelers game this Sunday at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Cleveland Food Bank volunteers will be located at gate entrances of the stadium to collect donations that day starting at 11 a.m. Fans attending the game are encouraged to donate non-perishable items such as canned soups, canned vegetables, peanut butter, and tuna fish before they enter into the stadium. Monetary donations will also be accepted. Please be generous here. For more information on how you can help, visit clevelandfoodbank.org. And joining us now is Ross Babbitt, Senior Vice President of Programming and Production for the Travel Channel, which, of course, will be airing. It'll premiere on December 4th. NFL road-tested the Cleveland Browns, a five-part series on the inner workings of this football team. Ross, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks, Vic. Nice to join you.
Well, this is very interesting. We know that Travel Channel has had NFL-related programming through the years and one-offs, but really, this is the first time you're doing a series involving an NFL team. Why did you want to be a part of this?
Well, certainly we've had a long relationship with the NFL, doing kind of one-off partnerships on shows over the years. And this opportunity came about, and we decided, listen, to partner with the NFL on a show that has NFL in the title and get a chance to follow an NFL football team during the season and actually air that series during the season while NFL fans are excited about football. You know, it was an opportunity that, of course, we jumped all over when it presented itself.
When you go into programming, you always, I'm sure, have a base idea of what you want the viewer to take away. What do you want the viewer's biggest takeaway to be from this?
Football is not just 3 to 4 hours on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Football is a full-time, 24/7 job that has an attention to detail for it to be a winning organization. And for Travel Channel, we're looking to always reimagine what travel means. And it's not just about, you know, where should you go for a family vacation. It's about seeing the world through the eyes of a professional football team. And you know, living on the road, living out of your suitcase, being transported across the country, all under the auspices of, boy, I better win that game this weekend.
It's coincidental, but you do have a definitive connection with the Browns as a person who grew up in Cleveland as a graduate of Shaker Heights High School.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It's kind of it's become kind of a personal, you know, joy to be working on this project. The way the project started is I worked in Knoxville before I came here to work for Travel Channel about 6 months ago. And in Knoxville, where I was there for 8 years, everybody knows Jimmy and Dee Haslam. They are very active in the community. And when I saw that they had bought the Cleveland Browns, which happens to be my hometown football team, I called them up and said, would you mind if we followed you around with cameras this season? And everything kind of took off from there. That's where everything got started. And as we've gotten, you know, into the project, for me personally, to be able to kind of see the Browns I grew up with through a different lens has been fascinating, for sure.
Russ, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. All right, Vic.
And with us now is Steve Trout. He's a director at NFL Films. He's directing this five-part series on the Browns, NFL road-tested the Cleveland Browns, that will air on the Travel Channel, debuting December 4th. Steve, I've seen you, of course, around the building in Berea. You've been really a fixture here, you and your crew, for the better part of these past 2 months.
We have. It's a unique scenario where we get to embed with a team. You know, we've done training camp with Hard Knocks. I've directed two of those Hard Knocks series. But to do it during the regular season is really unprecedented.
Yeah, I want to start there because this is the real contrast. Most people, I think, who follow the NFL know about the Hard Knocks series for years on HBO, and it's been a great behind-the-scenes look at a team during training camp in a reality TV version of the NFL. But such a difference to take this in the middle of the season. You're going to see so many other things. Give us a sense of that contrast.
It is a totally different beast. Not to say that training camp is not as intense, because it certainly is. But once you get to that first weekend of September and you're talking the games that count, it really is a totally different beast. And what people, or really TV viewers, see for 3 hours on Sunday is such a small tip of the iceberg, and the rest of that beast is what we're trying to uncover. And what we're doing is going layer by layer by layer and hitting the entire organization from top to bottom, from left to right, to show you what it takes to keep this franchise, or keep a franchise, going and going in between games and after games and during games. from, you know, Monday morning to Sunday night, basically through, like you and I talked about, the meat of the Browns' schedule.
And that's the thing. I think about all these layers. I think about how much you're shooting. We certainly witnessed that in this building and on the buses and on the plane. Every single place that this team goes and what it's doing, almost inch by inch, you're there. I then think about the massive undertaking of you and your crew in editing this and getting it through. How do you manage it into this five-part series and make it all make sense? What's the give me a sense of the vision and what you're trying to accomplish with each piece of the series.
Well, we've realized, and I think that's where NFL Films is unique to I think where we've created a niche of being storytellers. The way you've got the way you have to tackle it is aggressively. You can't just send one crew in for an hour here or there. We're there. When we're there for a week, we're there with two crews, two cameras, and there when the coaches get there, and there when the coaches leave. We then have, you know, to mirror that, a huge staff back here in New Jersey at NFL Films office that's, you know, almost every day we're shipping footage back here to New Jersey. Then there's a vast staff headed up by, you know, my counterpart, our counterpart here, who's taking all that footage and getting it all logged, getting it all together, and then finding a way to piece together what we're shooting. So in all, we're talking probably about 40, 45 people working on this show from soup to nuts. So it's a pretty, pretty big undertaking.
Steve Trout, NFL Films director, and he's the director on this piece that is called Road Test of the Cleveland Browns, again debuting December 4th on the Travel Channel. So, Steve, the vision, we always talk about directors having this vision. When all is said and done, when this is airing, what is it that you want us to see? And the biggest, you know, say that we always tend to take something away from a movie or a documentary or whatever. What is it that what will stand out, you think, for those of us who watch this?
Well, first of all, it's never before seen footage. So we're talking about uncharted territory. So you're going to leave after watching these 5 half-hours, which, by the way, they're every Tuesday in December, and then that first Tuesday in January on the Travel Channel. You're going to there might be some moments like that where not to say jaw-dropping in terms of drama, but I mean, there will be certainly a lot of drama in the show, but you'll be amazed at what it takes and how many people are involved within the Cleveland Browns organization, you included. You're there firsthand to put this franchise where it is, to put any franchise where it is. So whether it's driving in with Pat Shurmur at 4:30 in the morning, that's when he goes in the pitch dark, or whether it's walking with Jimmy Haslam around the stadium with Jim Brown by his side after the Browns beat the Bengals, to the 66-year-old equipment manager or equipment quote-unquote volunteer who's there washing and scrubbing the cleats and scrubbing the footballs for Phil Dawson to kick or Brandon Whedon to throw. So really, you'll be amazed, and that's what our goal is, to show you. Like I said, there's the tip of the iceberg for 3 hours on Sunday, but everything that goes on behind the scenes that's never been seen before, you'll be amazed at how many people it takes to make it work.
In watching you guys operate around the building and around this team and listening to the conversations, you make it quite clear that while you want to be flies on the wall, you don't want to be disruptive. You don't want to be a distraction. So how do you balance that in getting all the good footage and all the good sound that you want and knowing full well that you don't want to disrupt a team that is in the middle of its season?
I think the biggest thing there is trust. Being NFL Films, there's a huge amount of trust that teams have with us that we're not going to, release any competitive edge material. We're not going to show strategy, discussions or conversations during the regular year. Not at all. That's not what the show's about. We're not here to show you how they're going to game plan against, you know, Joe Flacco and the Ravens. We're here to show you the entire beast, the entire, every layer of the organization. So, and that's how what we talked about with the Browns is, and where the trust comes in play. They see us, but it's not like we're outsiders. We're NFL Films. We know how to tell the story, and we're going to do it in a way that doesn't affect any sort of their on-field preparation during the week, doesn't affect any sort of on-field performance on game day. It's our job to make sure we blend in the background and tell the story all at the same time.
Well, it's very exciting. Again, we are looking forward to it. It debuts on the Travel Channel December 4th, and we appreciate your time, Steve, and the hard work on this.
And Vic, I'll see you next week.
All right. He is Steve Trout, a director for NFL Films, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR. I had a plan with a baby.
John can't wait. His new F-150 will be here in 30 minutes.
His new what?
F-150. Liberty Ford is delivering it to the house.
Delivering? Are you two just made of money?
No, we were busy later, so they're bringing it to us, paperwork and all. And with the deal we got, I'd say Liberty just made it really convenient.
Ugh, it's just too easy.
No, that's just Liberty Ford.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Visit Quaker Steak and Lube in Valley View, Sheffield, Lakewood, or Vermilion to make your reservations for the Thanksgiving buffet. Enjoy all of your holiday favorites on Thursday, November 22nd from 11:30 to 5 p.m., including chef-carved turkey, ham, roast beef, stuffing, cranberry sauce, and much more. And from noon to 9 p.m. from November 19th through the 21st, buy one gift card and get the second half off.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Hey Browns fans, your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your waste. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game days. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources and the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
Gillingham Ford celebrating 55 years in the car business, and they want to continue creating the best car buying experience in Northeast Ohio. They'll make your next new car purchase fair, open, and honest. They guarantee it. Ford provides the best U.S.-made products on the road, like the all-new 2013 Ford Escape and the 2013 Ford Fusion. Gillingham provides the very best deals. Get your next car based on your needs, not what some dealer has the most of. Let Gillingham Ford put you in that new Ford today. Check them out. BobGillinghamFord.com. Stop in and see why Gillingham is truly the home of the real deal. 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma. That's between Ridge and Tiedemann off I-480. Whether you're West Sider, East Sider, Gillingham Ford always going to be on your side. Stop, call, or find them on the web. You'll see why Gillingham Ford is truly home of the real deal. And congratulations, Gillingham Ford, celebrating 55 years in business and in the community. Gillingham Ford.
Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you on this Football Tuesday. Getting ready for Thanksgiving. Again, love that holiday and love the fact that we can see a whole bunch of football then. And then we got more football, of course, Sunday when the Browns take on the Steelers. And how about this? Help a child today, save on a haircut tomorrow. Purchase a Believe in Miracles bracelet at participating Great Clip Salons and receive a coupon for $2 off your next haircut. All proceeds benefit the Cleveland Clinic Children's Hospital. Great Clips, it's going to be great. Pleased to be joined right now by former Browns defensive tackle Bob Golic. He will be the honorary captain for Sunday's game between the Browns and the Steelers. Bob, first of all, very happy to have you with us. And I guess secondly, you're the first solo act in this thing. Usually they do two guys, but you got the whole stage to yourself, man.
Well, you know, it's my town. Born and raised here, so they didn't want to bring some foreigner in to walk out there with me. Plus, after all these years, my ability to flip a coin is gotten much, much better.
Has it?
Yeah.
That's good to hear, and I think that'll be very helpful. Any little thing can help in this game, as you know. But it's got to mean something. I mean, here you are, as you say, Cleveland-born guy. St.
Yeah.
Joe's graduate, a guy who your passion and you've been in this town certainly, and you've done the media thing here, radio thing here for a while as well. So it's got to just elevate it a little for you.
Absolutely. You know, this is back when I came here in '82. One of the great things about it was that I was coming back to my home where my dad used to take me to Hiram to watch practice and get autographs from the guys. wish I still had those. I might be able to make some money off of it. But
eBay, right?
Yeah, eBay. But, you know, it was just neat. And it seemed like every week, you know, walking in and out of the locker room, coming, you know, going on the field, it just seemed like people were, they were so excited about the team. And it just felt like, I don't know, it was almost like, you know, we were defending the gates for the people of Cleveland and all the Browns fans. And, you know, plus, you know, we weren't free agents. We didn't really have free agency back then. So, I don't know, the 7 years I was with the Browns, I think we had a majority of the same defensive guys on the squad. So, you know, it felt like we were a part of the team, or part of the city. I mean, I know I was, but I know a lot of the other guys felt like, hey, this is where I am, obviously without free agency until the team decides differently.
Sure.
But, you know, a lot of guys were there, and it just, you felt more like this was your team, this was your home.
Yeah, in that Bernie Kosar era, that team certainly bonded well with the city because there was the success, and not the ultimate success, but enough of it and enough excitement and stuff for people to feel connected with you. I mean, the good times were rolling.
Yeah. You know, and that's one of the things. I remember being on the field the first game for the new stadium. And I forget who I was standing next to. Earlier in the afternoon. And he said, doesn't it just give you chills? And I said, you know what? No. I mean, it's a nice new stadium and all, but there's, you know, there's no memories. There's no, you know, there's no stories. And I think that's kind of what you allude to. And we had things happen there that people still talk about. Yeah. Unfortunately, one of them happens to be the drive. But, you know, then we have the Jets game. We have the Colts. And, you know, there's a lot of memories for people in the old stadium. And I think that was one of the great things about it. Now, you know, it's up to these guys to try to make some memories of their own.
Right, right. That's exactly what the task is for this new Browns football team. But let's back it up, too. Your career wasn't supposed to take you here. I mean, you get drafted by the New England Patriots. You're a second-round pick. You're with them from 79 to 81, and it's them waiving you that gives the Browns an opportunity to pick you up. But when you enter the league, this nice story that you talk about, you reconnecting with Cleveland, did that really ever enter your mind? Your thought was, let me be a career Patriot, right, and have success with that team.
Well, you know, at the time, you're just kind of overwhelmed by the fact that you're being drafted into the National Football League. Even that didn't go smoothly for me. I had hurt my knee the last game of the season, and then I had tried wrestling, and I hurt it again, so I wasn't... When the draft day came around, and supposedly I was supposed to be in the first half of the first round, according to scouts, I slipped because my 40 time had dropped because of the injury. And I remember at about 20 minutes before the Patriots called, I got a call from the Giants who said, hey, how do you feel about playing center? And I'm like, I've never played center. I don't know. And, of course, so the first thing I have to do going into the National Football League is tell the New York Giants no.
Right.
So, going to the Patriots, I remember the first, I think it was one of the first interviews they did. You know, I want to play for 20 years.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, that ended after three. So that was close.
but this story even gets better because they had you pretty much doing the linebacker thing, and when you get to the Browns, you get moved to nose tackle, and you become a three-time Pro Bowler at that. That position agrees with you. Talk about that transition and how it works so well.
Well, you know, I played linebacker at Notre Dame.
Yep.
And, of course, that's why the Patriots had me a linebacker. Now, when I was cut, going into it was during the fourth preseason, I drove back and I just remember getting a phone call, and it was from the Browns, and I think it was Bill Davis. I'm pretty sure it was Bill Davis.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, this is Bill Davis, the Browns. How do you feel about playing nose tackle? And I go, first thing I'm thinking is, here we go again, playing position. I don't know how to play.
Right.
Although, you know, probably about 20% of the time when I was in South Bend, 20% of the time they'd move me up into a gap or something. So you know, I had a little experience. And so immediately I thought, well, I'm not going to turn down, especially at the Cleveland Browns. My God, to play in my hometown would be the most amazing thing. Plus, I started thinking, you know, while I'm here, what I'll do is I'll play linebacker for the scout team, and they'll see what an amazing linebacker I am. And, of course, they'll switch me back to linebacker, and all will be well. And, of course, once I got my hands down in the mud, they never allowed me to come back up again. So it was just, you know, I just remember them, him saying, you know, how do you feel about playing nose tackle? Yeah. And I said, I love it. That'd be great. I mean, all I wanted was a chance. And I just remember hanging up the phone, and my parents are sitting there looking at me like, okay, where are you going now? I said, that was the Browns. And I just remember for the first time in a long time, my parents were absolutely had nothing to say. They were just so surprised. Nobody expected that to happen.
That is excellent. Bob and Catherine Golick, of course, you're talking about. And and what a great story this has been, and it continues for you. Bob Golick joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, former Browns nose tackle. He will be the honorary captain for Sunday's game between the Browns and the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, Bob, the other thing that I think about when I think about your career and what we talked about is making memories with this new group. I think one of the areas that defines this team so far in this very early part of this new Browns group with all these rookies and second-year people and so forth is the way this D-line has come together. And we saw proof of that in that game at Dallas where Ataba Rubin's return, the tackle's return from his calf injury to be paired for the first time this season with Phil Taylor, who had missed those first eight games with the torn pectoral muscle. And now the two of them, and what a dynamic difference it made. You had to have an appreciation for that to see what they were able to do, plus with the consistent performance all year of the rookies, John Hughes and Billy Winn.
Yeah, you know, it's one of the things that we've seen, I think, since the Browns came back is that, you know, you draft a lot of big name guys and some work, some don't. But it comes down to, even with the high draft choices, it comes down to finding guys that can work together. And I think once you get the chemistry, you know, you can't look at you can't have a guy, a wide receiver from Michigan, blaming the fans that because he's from Michigan, that's why you don't like me. You know, you want somebody who feels like he's part of the team, and I think that's what we're seeing with these guys as they're coming together on the defensive front. It is just you see the games they're running in the offensive line. You watch them playing together. And, I think that the chemistry they have, as long as they stay healthy, I think it's definitely something they can build on. Now, as they build the secondary and try to get those guys all healthy and back, it'll be up to the guys up front to keep the pressure on.
One thing you know, Bob, from all your years with the Browns, is when they play the Steelers, it is something special, and it's the game that if the Browns can win this game, all those eight losses could be numbed very quickly.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. And there's two, even though the Browns haven't won too many games, I think that these guys are starting to feel like they have the ability. You know, it's so easy when you lose, and you lose a lot, to get into that mindset of, oh, here we go again. You know, the other team scores a touchdown, gets up by 10 points, here we go again. And, you know, they'll still go out and play and work hard, but, you know, you can't get past that here we go again feeling. And I think that they, even with just a couple of wins, I think these guys feel they can at any time, any day, any Sunday, bust it open and win a game, and they've been close enough on some of these. And on the other side of the coin, you got the Steelers, who for so many years, the oh, here we go again Browns have had to play against we are so good Steelers. Mm-hmm. And I think this year, with the way they're playing, yeah, they're still good, but I think there's a little taste of doubt in their minds. So I love this matchup.
We're looking forward to it. And again, looking forward to you being out there. You will be the honorary captain for the Browns. He is Bob Golic, former nose tackle for the Cleveland Browns.
Am I supposed to wear my uniform?
The whole thing. Yeah, uniform, helmet. Just go out there and just see what happens, I guess.
Okay, good. Yeah, we'll see. Bob, thanks, man.
Bob, thank you. All right, we've got much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Such a bargain shopper.
More shoes?
Actually, I found the deal of my dreams online at LibertyFord.com.
You can't believe everything you read on the internet.
You can at Liberty Ford. Paid the online price, got a Carfax and repair history. Plus, they gave me more for my trade than I had researched online.
We'll see what happens when you get there.
And it happened yesterday, just like they said it would.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
The following was inspired by an actual conversation.
Hello, Arby's.
Hi, who sliced your meat today?
Doug. Why?
Is Doug a robot?
No, Doug's not a robot.
Is non-robot Doug freshly slicing roast beef for the Arby's French dip and Swiss sandwich, and then adding melted Swiss and a cup of steaming au jus?
yeah, actually he is.
Good. I will take human Doug over a machine any day.
Get two Arby's French dip sandwiches for just $5 at participating restaurants for a limited time. Arby's, slicing up freshness.
RTA's new L-Line trolley is the quick and easy way to go between Public Square and your favorite attractions at Cleveland Lakefront. Because every weekend you can ride free with a smile from the Rail Hub at Tower City and the Horseshoe Casino to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum, Great Lakes Science Center, and Voinovich Park. So, if this trolley is a rockin', well, just smile and hop on board. The new L-Line trolley from RTA. Get ready to ride.
Why do tire stores advertise one price and charge you another? They can't mount the tires without balancing and valve stems, so why don't they give you those free? It's time for a change. NTB introduces Ready to Roll. The lowest price plus all the extras at no extra charge. Every tire, every brand. Yokohama, BF Goodrich, Pirelli, and more. Even Michelin and Goodyear. It's the lowest install price on tires, guaranteed. Mounting, included. Balancing, included. Valve stems, included. Free flat repair, included. Even free rotation for the life of the tire. NTB's Ready to Roll is the best value on the road. Mounting, balancing, valve stems, free flat repair, all included. Even free rotation for the life of the tire. At NTB, you're ready to roll even on our $39.99 tires. Drive in or schedule service at ntb.com. State mandated fees may apply.
Bon appetit, Cleveland. It's Jake from Jake's Garage.
I don't get it. You're wearing a chef's hat, apron, oven mitt?
I'm here to announce our break sale. Get it? Break sale?
You're an idiot.
We've cooked up the best deals on brakes in Northeast Ohio at Jake's Garage. Only $239.95 for pads and rotors installed.
This deal only lasts through Thanksgiving.
That's right. So get to Jake's Garage at the corner of Route 252 and Sprague Road in beautiful Columbia Station. Call 440-235-1655 and ask about the brake sale.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. The last time you heard a home alarm siren go off, did you do anything? Sirens are so commonplace, they're ignored. The best way to protect your house is with the voice of a live person, which is why nothing's more effective than Alarm Force's live two-way voice monitoring. With Alarm Force, you get no charge live two-way voice and just $25 per month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force!
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Hey guys, the usual?
Yep, two black coffees to go. Where'd you park?
Down the block.
Why?
Do you have any idea how embarrassing it is to pull up in my import truck?
I can only imagine. My Ford F-150 has EcoBoost. Great power and fuel economy, big-time towing and payload.
Yeah, and I have this namby-pamby.
Hold on, hold on. Here's how to make your truck as tough as mine.
Oh, yeah? How?
Go get an F-150.
For a great deal on a built Ford Tough F-150, see your Northeast Ohio Ford dealer.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
All right, we go to your questions and comments that you submit to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages that you email us. at daily@clevelandbrowns.com. We also have a voicemail line. That's another way you can get through to us with your questions, comments. 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459. Bill from Facebook says, who cares how many sacks the Browns had in that game against Dallas? It was 7. We lost again. He puts in caps with emphasis here. Yeah. But here's the thing. I hear you. When you lose, what does it matter, you know, what other numbers were in terms of production? 7 sacks, 2 touchdown catches by Ben Watson. Still adds up to a 23-20 overtime loss. But I don't think you can toss out anything that was positive in the way of accomplishments just because of a loss. You can't accept it as being the consolation to a win. I don't even want to frame it that way. But I think in watching and evaluating what a team is about week to week, which we all do, regardless of the score, we still pay attention to that. I think it mattered that they have 7 sacks. What did it mean? It meant Tony Romo threw 50 times. So the chances of more sacks in that type of approach were there. It meant the Cowboys weren't running the ball successfully, or flip it over, the Browns did a really nice job in dealing with and stuffing the run. So that made them one-dimensional. That enhances your sack opportunities. It meant the Browns' defensive line was winning most of its battles up front, the line that had Ataba Rubin and Phil Taylor together for the first time this season and has played well with younger people and others stepping up. Frosty Rucker, Jabal Sheard playing well, Jaquay Parker taking advantage of what was happening in that big push that you were getting in the middle. So that matters too, Bill. I know you know that, and you're frustrated. And it was that kind of a frustrating day. You heard Bernie Kosar talk about it. But I don't think, and I don't toss away that. I don't toss away 2 touchdown passes by Brandon Whedon in a non-interception performance. As Bernie said, you would sign up for that every day. That's not a homerism, pie-in-the-sky type of observation. I think it's real. On a game-to-game basis, that kind of performance will probably lead to more success than to failure. And it just missed in this game for other reasons. Did he do enough? No. We said that. You can always do more. 12 penalties kills you. Kills you. Fumble by Whedon kills you. Missed passes, sure. Doesn't get Trent Richardson. Has a 95-yard day. Does a 100-plus day make the difference? Does maybe less hesitation because of maybe rib injuries bothering him occasionally in the hole? Does that help you? Yeah, I think, you know, you can go down the list. But O-line played well, D-line played well. Tony on Facebook, he said, as you see, it's not enough to beat up an opponent. You also have to get points on the board. And you're 1,000% right, Tony. The physical part of this game, and I thought physically the Browns did take it to the Cowboys and did win the physical battle, that one that is played at the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. But you do need to score. Yeah, you do need to score more. 2 touchdowns wasn't enough on this particular day, especially against an explosive offense like that the Cowboys have. And a lot of us said it all along, but I was saying it to anyone who would listen to me in the press box at Cowboy Stadium, that I didn't feel good about a 13-0 lead, because 13-0 against some other teams that are maybe going to try to grind, you know, that their strength is maybe grinding it, running it, but that's not what the Cowboys do, and you fully expected them to eventually just get aggressive, and they did through the air. Bruce from email says, I don't care what his QB rating ended up, talking about Brandon Whedon, how many interceptions he threw, which were none, or fumbles he had one. This guy is pitiful, he says, and a total first-round waste, and he is old, and it shows. Did you not witness the time the offensive line gave him the pass? Yeah, I know they gave him a lot of time. Did you not witness how many open receivers he missed? Even the completions were dramatic attempts by receivers to complete them. Give any NFL quarterback the time he had in this game, would have been over in the first half with a double-digit score of 13 points or more. Well, Bruce, I don't agree with you. You can rip on Brandon Whedon all you want. I don't think he was the cause for them losing. I think he could have been, though, more the cause for them winning. But that I'm not buying all of your points on that. Bernie Kosar, Ross Babbitt, Steve Trout, Bob Golic, Drew Boatner, Joe Meadows, Emmett Golden, our producer. Thank all of you. We'll talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.